Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to everybody. I hope you're having a great start to your week. It's going to be, I think, an excited weekend, but our week is, you know, pretty quiet as far as weather goes, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice, too. We saw a wonderful Monday, lots of sunshine, and our Tuesday right back in it. You know, expecting a few high clouds, but still under this large ridge of high pressure that really keeps our weather conditions calm and dry through much of the week, at least until the middle of it. Temperatures still a little mild on this Tuesday, low 50s, but, you know, partly sunny. It's just going to be a nice afternoon.
Yeah, we have a back-to-backer going on where we had a nice day Monday. Real nice one today, too. It's great to get these, like, sunny days in January, especially after, like, such a wet kind of start to January. We had, like 5.69 inches of rain this month. So if we get a couple days in a row where it's dry, it's sunny, it sure feels pretty good.
Yeah, and we're still seeing, you know, those warmer temperatures, too. We've just been running almost 6 to 7 degrees above normal on, you know, a daily basis for our January days so far. The thing is, though, that pattern starts to change as we head towards the weekend. So we do have a lot of stuff to talk about heading into, you know, Thursday and beyond.
Yeah, this is an there's some excitement in the air if you're, you know, ready for a taste of winter. I think we're going to get pretty close to it heading into the weekend. But yeah, clouds started moving in on Wednesday. And then we do have, before we get to the weekend, we have this weak, you know, area of low pressure that's moving and sliding down past the Oregon coast on Thursday. And that may bring in a couple showers, but it doesn't appear to be too wet of a day, but it's definitely going to start changing up our vibes around here. It's going to cool us down a little bit, and we may see a little bit of rain, but I don't think it's going to be much. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that system that comes in Thursday will be our next shot at rain in Portland for the coast and, you know, across the valley. Some new mountain snowfall with this system, but it is pretty weak, and that center of low pressure kind of grazes the coast. So we just see those outer rain bands hitting our region, expecting light rain showers in Portland. I do see a chance that some of the foothills, maybe around 2,000 feet, could see some light snow accumulations, maybe around an inch or so for those neighborhoods out in southwest Washington, maybe out towards Battleground, up in the hills, maybe Camas and Washougal, just because we do have that east wind through the gorge that will help to drop those snow levels. And as that moisture comes Thursday morning, you know, a chance we see some winter weather. So I do want to point that out.
Yeah, and this is going to drop our temperatures down overall. So this is going to bring some colder air from the mountains too, which the ski resorts can use some fresh snow. So I think Thursday, if they get a couple bands moving through, they can get some snowfall as those snow levels drop up in the mountains. And the snow level's been way up there, like 7,000 feet plus for some time. You know, we had that big atmospheric river that like really took away some of the base. So I think it's going to be a good week and weekend and next week. I think the end of January is going to help kind of replenish some of our snowfall up on the ski resorts. And we start to notice that on Thursday. So, that's some good news if you're hoping to do some, you know, midwinter skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah. The weather this week kind of brings back our wintry vibes. It's just been kind of more feeling like springtime to me, you know, wet, sunny and, you know, rainy weather. But this cold pattern sets up specifically on Thursday and beyond. So after the rain on Saturday, you know, I still see Portland in rain, not expecting any winter weather there. Friday and Saturday still look dry. We're kind of waiting for our next system. But the system that comes on Sunday is one that will really track closely going into the weekend. So this system, I think, could be our first real threat of some lowland snow. Because with this system, we're still pulling in very cold air, and some of those models right now are showing conditions that could provide us a little bit of snowfall going into Sunday and Monday. But there's still, you know, some things that we have to key in on before we can really say that there's going to be snow in Portland.
Yeah, we've been chatting since about last Friday in-house, and then there was some excitement because the iPhone weather apps were showing snowflakes, and that's usually the first sign that people are, you know, are noticing. They check that out. So go ahead and download our weather app. It's pretty great. You can watch our video. At least I like to watch our videos on there, like the night before. Like, I'll come in and I'll see Kelly's forecast, and that's always nice. But we update the app, so we'll keep you ready for any event as well. But we're starting to see snowflakes on there, and it's just because of this cold air and this system that's arriving on Sunday, as you mentioned. And what's consistent about the weather models is that it's going to get cold. We know for a fact that temperatures are dropping, and we're going to see some cold air. But the way that the system is arriving, we're not going to have like a real strong east flow really before it. So I'm not sure if we're going to be cold enough all the way down to the valley floor, but this is definitely our shot for it, I'd say.
Yeah. I agree. I think the mechanism of getting snow in Portland down to the valley floor is really the help of those cold east winds. And at this point in the forecast, that setup is not really happening. We're seeing cold upper level temperatures that sometimes key in on snowfall. We check out the 850 millibar temperatures, which is at an altitude around 5,000, 6,000 feet. And at that point, we're cold enough, you know, below zero to see snow. But we're still not getting that cold air priming through Portland into Sunday and Monday that we typically see from the east when we see widespread snow events. So I think that's going to be a huge portion of the forecast that we have to watch very closely. And at this point, I actually don't really see a big snow-wide or citywide snow event happening. Yet this system is one that is piquing our interest because it is bringing in cold air. It will bring in moisture. Do we see snow in Portland? So I think that's still a question that we'll have to follow and try and answer as we work our way through the forecast. But at this point, models are, I think, too quick to show snow in Portland. I think we'll still see some forecast changes. You know, cold enough air, our cold pattern is here, but in terms of widespread snow down to the valley floor, I think we'll miss the mark. Yet, you know, it is still about 5 days out. We're going to watch the forecast, but that's what I've noticed so far in the forecast. And it's just likely not going to be cold enough in Portland. You know, snow levels may drop to about 500 feet. So I do see some snow for the West Hills. You know, some of those elevated neighborhoods, but, you know, a big snow-wide event, I don't think we're going to get it as we head towards Sunday.
Yeah, it just kind of feels like it's going to be a cold rain. I mean, in front of our frontal boundary, the cold front, at, you know, you mentioned 850, some weather models have us at, like, maybe minus two Celsius, and we want to be a little bit colder than that. But behind that little surge, that front that's also going to help initiate some rain showers and snowfall for the mountains, it does cool down. But, you know, we start losing moisture at that point in time, and it hasn't been cold enough to get the valley floor. And so that's why we need that east wind that comes channeling through the gorge. We're all familiar with it. And we do have that a little bit on Friday, but it just kind of cuts off with this system that's arriving. And so we're going to see more of a southwest flow for a little bit there. And then it changes over out of the northwest. And it just doesn't appear like it's going to be enough to do anything, you know, widespread snow, like you mentioned, for us in the valley.
I know. I'm a little bummed, you know, still a little hopeful because we really can't pinpoint snow totals at this point. You know, it's Tuesday. This event will probably happen on Sunday into Monday. But right now we can see those colder temperatures. And what I do, a scenario I do see happening is, you know, snow up towards the hillier neighborhoods. that could stick around through Monday morning. So I still see a chance that even though there, you may not wake up to a nice coating of snow enough to build a snowman, have a snowball fight, you will still likely see some icy spots on the roadways, especially out towards the West Hills or out towards the foothills of both the Coast Range and Cascade Range. So there could be some issues on the roadways come Monday morning, but you know what I'm looking for is this massive snow-wide or city-wide snow event with inches of snow, and it just doesn't look like we're gonna get that on Sunday.
You know, I will mention though, I think this is just a general pattern shift for us, so I think it's gonna stay cold through January and early February, so this may just be our first shot for snow, but not the one that actually brings us snow. Maybe we'll get that, you know, later on, maybe early February, something like that. It doesn't look like we're just going to have this one cold event and then we're just going to warm right back up to the 50s like we've been and into the 60s. I think we're actually going to settle into maybe a pattern where we're in some colder air for a couple weeks. So, you know, this may just be a start to what could be coming.
But
just a thought. But yeah, I know. I mean, just throw it out there. If you've been listening to us for some time, Kelly and I are waiting for snow in Portland so we could ski down
in downtown Portland or hills. Somewhere.
So
in the
probably
city.
You know, somewhere on the west side. So we're hopeful for it, but you know, we just need that cold air down to the valley floor, and it just doesn't seem like we're gonna get it all the way down.
Do you think this kind of maybe kicks up our La Nina winter pattern? Because we are in a La Nina phase right now, which typically brings wetter and cooler weather into the Pacific Northwest. It tends to bring us a very healthy winter snowpack up in the mountains. We do see snowfall in Portland in the wintertime sometimes. And, you know, throughout La Nina winters, we have seen snow in Portland. It seems to be a little light from the data that I've actually looked through since the 1980s. But I mean, I think you're onto something here. This could be our winter La Nina pattern kind of kicking up, and we just stay in this colder pattern into February. And with that in place, we definitely could see more threat for snowfall around the city or at least down to the valley.
Yeah, I think there's a good shot. I think we start seeing that trend more. I had an interesting stat that I got from the National Weather Service in Portland that 75% of our snowiest events in Portland have fallen in the last 2 weeks of January. So we're right in that window right now. And of course, when we arrive in that window, we are actually starting to see some colder air and maybe an opportunity for some snow. So we'll see. I think this is pretty much prime time for us. I think this is the time of the year where we start really engaging with that winter threat, and then you factor in our La Nina. I think that's gonna play into this, but
nice.
It looks like it's gonna be colder. We'll just see. We really need to get that period of cold air coming through the gorge, and that is the one thing I have yet to see.
Yeah. Plus, you know, the precipitation kind of dies out quickly with this system on Sunday. So, you know, pairing the two, cold and wet, that's how we get snow. So we'll watch this very closely. I hate to continue to bash the iPhone or, you know, mobile phone weather app, but you'll really want to stay tuned to us here on Coin, because one little snowflake emoji does not describe the forecast. And I hate when I get friends who send me, you know, a snapshot of their weather app application, and it shows some snow. So, this will be something that we continue to watch very closely heading into the weekend. I think both of us are not too hopeful for a good snow event, but I do think we'll see some winter weather, at least down to the foothills. So if you're in that neighborhood, this could impact you. So you'll want to listen to us and just kind of stay tuned into the forecast. Anything else, Joseph?
I think my, you know, favorite day this week is going to be Sunday. I'm excited to see what unfolds here. And so I'm going to go Sunday with my favorite day this week outside of the beautiful sunshine from today.
Yeah, I'm going to go Friday because I think we'll see a fairly nice day with decreasing clouds, maybe finishing off with some sunshine. Dry at least, and a little chilly in the mid-40s, so I think Friday's going to be a nice day.
Perfect.
Across the valley. So we'll go with that. But, you know, stay tuned to our forecast, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.